Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Muli po ako si John Maynes, one of the elders dito sa Crossroads. And I hope na you started to love ang book ng Ephesians. And I hope na meron na rin kayong higher view ng church. Dahil isa po yan sa focus ng book of Ephesians. Ang focus po ng Book of Ephesians is to create a new man, reconciling Jews and the Gentiles, all nations, to create a new people for God, a new community, a new household of God, the church. So I hope sa past 2 weeks natin ay nagkaroon na tayo ng higher view ng church, ng appreciation, ng deeper affection sa ating church, sa ating kapatiran. Dahil po, God has a glorious plan for the church, and sabi sa Ephesians 5, Christ died for the church. Ganun po, kaglorious ang plan ng Panginoon. So, we should have a greater view ng ating church. So, ngayon po tayo po ay magkukontinue sa ating series sa Book of Ephesians. Ang title po ng ating series is The Glory of God in and Through the Church. Ang passage natin today is ang second prayer ni Paul sa book na ito. Yung unang prayer po ni Paul is sa chapter 1 po verses 15 to 23 na kung saan Paul prayed na mga Ephesians believers would know God intimately, who has blessed them with every spiritual blessings and to experience those blessings in a deeper way. Yun po yung prayer ni Paul sa chapter 1. And ang second prayer natin is yung passage po natin today. Chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. Pero before po tayo mag-dive in sa ating passage, let me give you po ng recap. Ang Ephesians po ay divided po sa dalawa. You can divide it into two. Yung po yung chapter 1 to 3, yung doctrinal. Parang, this is what you should know about God, what He has done, and about you. This is what you should know, doctrinal. And then yung chapter 4 to 6 po, yun naman po yung this is how you should live in light of those truth sa chapter 1 to 3. So yun po yung division. So sa chapter 1 po, pinakita ni Paul doon yung eternal plan of God to save His people. From the eternity past po, God set His love for His people. Ando po yung topic ng election. And then, nag-continue si Paul, yun yung prayer niya na he prayed na Ephesians, gusto ko malaman nyo, maintindihan nyo, ma-experience nyo, maramdaman nyo, maunawaan nyo what you are in Christ. Yung benefits, yung richness ng salvation na binigay sa inyo ni Kristo. And then chapter 2 po, nag-focus si Paul sa grace ng Panginoon. Grace saan? Sa salvation. Chapter verses 1 to 10 ng chapter 2 po, ito po yung individual na salvation ng tao. Ang sabi ni po, lahat tayo patay. Patay means unable, unwilling to respond sa things of God. We don't want to go to God. We want to run away. Yun ang sabi ni Paul. But by grace, He made you alive together with Christ. That's the focus ni Paul. And then 11 to 22 po, ito naman po yung reconciliation po ng great divide from the history ng humanity po between the Jews and the non-Jews, kagaya natin, Gentiles, na merong plan ng Panginoon to unite ang different nations and to create a new people of God. Doon po nag-start yun. And then chapter 3 po, verse 1, he's about to pray, si Paul. Sabi niya, for this reason, yung po lahat ng sinabi niya, particularly sa 11 to 22 in chapter 2, for this reason, and then na-realize niya, teka, I need to be clear sa mga Ephesians. So, he tried to segue muna ron. Nag-pause siya, nakita niyo mahabang guhit doon sa verse 1 ng chapter 3 niyo. Nag-segue siya. He explained yung personal ministry niya na siya ay tinawag ng Panginoon, revealed by God, and even yung imprisonment niya ay not outside God. It's under the providence of God. Sabi niya, I'm imprisoned because of the ministry ng gospel, because of you Gentiles. Eh para sa kanya, worth it. Worth it tong kondisyon ko. Huwag kayong mag-lose heart, sabi niya sa verse 13 ng chapter 3. And then, dito po sa ating passage ngayon, tapos na yung segue niya. He's about to pray again. So, yun po yung mag-i-start tayo sa verse 14. So, after po ng mga doctrinal truths sa three chapters, Paul is about to conclude yung doctrine part na to with a prayer. Makikita natin na ano yung priority ni Paul. Kasi po, ito na po yung transition po eh. Magta-transition na siya sa tinatawag ng mga ano na imperative or yung command. This is how you should live. Pero before siya mag-transition doon, he prayed. Giving the doctrinal truths and he prayed, yun po yung, ito po yung transition natin ngayon. And Lord willing, next ano po ay tutuloy natin ang Book of Ephesians. So, ang priority ni Paul sa prayer na to is, it applies also for us. Hindi lang sa mga Ephesians believers. So, makikita po natin, we can compare yung priority ng ating prayer sa prayer ni Paul. And it's wise po na i-pattern o i-model natin ang ating prayer sa prayer na ito. Why don't we pray? Oh, gracious Father, we need your grace sa mga oras na to. As we look into your words, Ephesians 3:14-19, sa prayer ni Paul, would you help us, O God? Would you help us na your word penetrates ang aming inner being to edify us, to encourage us, to transform us, and to draw sinners to yourself. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Alam niyo po ba yung isa sa mga hated experience ng tao ngayon ay mawala ng internet. Agree po tayo na, wala ng internet or wala ng wifi, mabagal ang wifi, or worse, mamatay yung battery ng cellphone natin. Ano? Dead battery, walang power. Listed na ata po yan sa mga top na fear ng tao ngayon. Mawala ng lahat, wag lang ang wifi, wag lang ang power ng cellphone natin. And naalala ko po, a few years ago, nung bago pa lang po yung wife ko noon sa company niya, somewhere in DIP po, na susunduin ko siya, meron kami agreement, daan lang kita sa office niyo. And then, hindi ako familiar sa lugar, bago lang sa akin, so nag-Google map po ako. Pero along the way, habang nagda-drive po ako, namatay yung cellphone ko. Nawalan po ako ng power, hindi ko alam paano pumunta ron. Meron po akong isang cellphone pa noon, pero parang one bar na lang din, walang data. Nakatawag pa ako sa asawa ko ng maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes. Hindi ko pa rin nakuha yung direction. So, ang tagal po naghintay ng asawa ko, na-delay kami, ginabi na yata kami noon. Hindi ko na rin maalala paano ako na, alam ko parang siguro tumigil ako. Wala rin kasi akong charger, tumigil ako para mag-charge. And then, nung na-power on ko na yung cellphone ko, I try to magkaroon ng better understanding ng direction. Para just in case na mawala ulit, maaalala ko siya. So, yun po yung nangyari. That time, aimless po ako. Hindi ko alam yung direction ko. Parang lost ako. Hindi ko alam paano pumunta doon. Dahil kung familiar kayo sa DIP sa loob, medyo mahirap po yung daan. So, that time po, ang kailangan ko is, kailangan ko ng energy o yung power ng cellphone. And kailangan ko ng better understanding ng lugar. Di ba po, totoo din po yan sa atin bilang Kristiyano. Sa journey or sa pilgrims natin sa buhay na to, yun din po kailangan natin. We need ng power. We need ng better understanding. A growing, increasing understanding para po sa pilgrims natin sa buhay na to. Anong power? Anong knowledge? Anong understanding? Mga kapatid, yung passage po natin will give us ang need natin sa journey ng buhay towards ating maturity, sa ating growth, or sa goal ng ating buhay Kristiyano. Without this po, aimless din tayo. Hindi natin alam saan tayo pupunta. We are weak, powerless. Pero thank God po, dahil sa work ni Christ, sabi sa chapter 2 verse 18, it says, we have access to God the Father. We have access. And yung access po na yon na hindi na po mawawala yan bilang Kristiyano. Meron tayong access. And one of the means of grace ng Panginoon to access ang ating Diyos is through prayer. And ang access po na yan ay prayer sa ating Heavenly Father. We can ask ang ating kailangan sa journey, sa life na to. As we pilgrims towards dun sa Heavenly City. O sa Pilgrim's Progress, yung Celestial City. So, as a Christian, as a church, meron po tayong ranking ng ating prayer. Meron pong priority sa ating prayer. Ang priority ng ating prayer, just like how Paul prayed, should be, sa Tagalog, binasa kanina, should be spiritual. Ang need natin ay spiritual sa ating spiritual journey. Yan po ang main idea ng ating passage today. Our priority in prayer is for God to empower us to know the immeasurable love of Christ. Ang priority natin sa prayer, sa ating buhay Kristiyano, is magkaroon tayo ng power from God to strengthen us to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ. So, the knowing is dependent po sa power from God. Yun po yung ano natin. And, dinibay ko na lang po ito sa dalawa to make it, to simplify po. Anong klase yung prayer ni Paul? Unang-una po, yung confidence ng prayer ni Paul, makikita natin sa verses 14 to 15, our confidence in prayer. I'm talking about sa Christian. And then sa pangalawa po, yung priority ng ating prayer. I would say priorities ng ating prayer from verses 16 to 19. Punta po natin yung point number one. Our confidence in prayer. Look at verse 14 to 15 po. For this reason, narinig nyo na po eh last week, ano? For this reason. Ito po yung bumalik na si Paul sa kanyang prayer posture. Sa kanyang, tapos na siya yung segue. For this reason, what reason? Remember last week po, Paul is about to pray, and then, yung for this reason ng verse 1 is connected po doon sa previous. We can say na sa lahat ng sinabi niya sa from chapter 1 to chapter 2, pero particularly po ito, for this reason, doon po sa chapter 2, verses 11 to 12, that the Jews and the Gentiles, that God is uniting, reconciling different nations, reconciling to God, and reconciling to one another, creating a new man. So, for this reason, sabi ni Paul, yun ang reason ng kanyang prayer. So, just to remember po, he was in prison, for them, yung po yung ano ni Paul as designed by God, ito na po yung kanyang sinabi last week na ang aking ministry sa inyo given by God is the reason na ako'y nasa prison. Don't lose heart. This is God's providence sa akin. And then bumalik siya, this reason na po. How great and amazing ang salvation ng grace ng Diyos sa atin in Christ. Yung po yung natin sa chapter 2. What they have sa riches ng salvation ni Christ. And in yung pong reconciling ng Jews and Gentiles in one body. Now, si Paul po is saying, dahil sa greatness ng salvation na ito, through Christ, extending ang salvation sa inyo, the Gentiles, sa atin, for this reason I pray. Ito po ang second prayer ni Paul. Kagaya nabanggit ko kanina. From chapter 1, nag-pray siya ulit. Look at verse 14 to 15 again. Isa-isahin natin. For this reason, I bow my knees. Ang common prayer po sa mga Hudyo or sa mga Israelites ay standing po. Paul did not use ang word na pray, yung action word na pray, na hindi niya sinabing I pray. Ito po ay it implies na yung pag-bend po ng knee or yung kneeling down, it implies po ng prayer. Hindi rin po ito uncommon dahil ginagawa na rin po ito even sa Old Testament, makikita niyo po yan, they kneel down even sa New Testament. So hindi po ito uncommon. Yung posture po ng kneeling in prayer, it tells us ng humility before God. Humility before God. And worship. Ang ginagamit din po ito sa prayer ng desperation. So Paul's prayer here is, para natin na intense, worshipful, and merong urgency. Kanino po naka-address yung prayer? Verse 14 again. Before the Father. Sa time and context na yan, father po ay isang ruler ng family sa mga panahon na yan. May authority po ang father. Ang member ng family are to obey ang ruler ng tahanan. And we are to obey him. So, meron pong ganong implication. Kapag po ang Jews refer to God as father, they meant na he ruled the world. He ruled everything, everyone. Yung po ang ano ni Paul sa Panginoon. Verse 15, dinescribe niya po yung father na ito. Sino ba tong father na ito? Sabi niya sa verse 15, from whom, yung antecedent po ng whom na yun is God the Father, every family in heaven and on earth is named. Medyo challenging po tong passage na to. So original language po, meron pong play on words dito si Paul. Yung family na word na yun, saka yung father, comes with the same root word po ng father. So, but I believe Paul seems to be saying na God the Father names every family in heaven and on earth. Sa Old Testament times po, to name someone or to name something means authority. Means ownership. Kapag pinangalanan ka, I own you. Yun po yan. Remember nung kinreate po ng Panginoon si Adam? Ano ang utos kay Adam? Subdue the earth. Ikaw ang hari dito. Ikaw ang earthly king dito. Pero under my kingship, ang Panginoon, the ultimate king. Sabi niya kay Adam, subdue the earth. Anong ginawa ni Adam? Pinangalanan niya. That's authority po. Yung naming sa Old Testament, it implies authority. Ipapangalan niya kung ano ang gusto niya. He dictates. He set po yung terms na yon. So, ito pong sinabi ni Paul na from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. Naming every family, lahat po ng nag-exist, it tells us na God is the owner, the authority of everyone, everything na nag-exist. Heavenly, mga angelic being sa earth, tayo, in heaven and on earth, God is the creator. The sovereign creator who rule all creation. Nakita niyo po yung tingin ni Paul sa Diyos na to? Verse 14 to 15, yun po ang sinasabi sa atin ni Paul. God is the creator of all. He is the owner. And important to know po, ang word na action, na yung word action word po yung named, where every family of the earth named. Yung word po na yun is present tense po. Ibig sabihin po nun, ongoing. Ongoing po itong authority ng Panginoon to. It means na God is still creating, naming. Ito po ay theological truth. Ito po ay something for us na maintindihan natin na to encourage us. My God is ever-present, active sa mga oras na to. This is how Paul, yung sinet niya yung confidence niya sa Diyos na to. God is alive. God is active. Ever-present sa affair ng bawat tao at ng mundo na ito. So God the Father, in these verses po ng 14 to 15, is the sovereign creator, the origin ng lahat ng nag-exist, mag-exist. Ang lahat ng nag-exist ngayon, mag-exist pa, ay being sustained by God and dependent sa Diyos na ito. All things are from God. And kung babalikan niyo po yung chapter 1, verse 10, ang sabi po ron, ito ang plan ng Panginoon. God will unite all things in heaven and on earth. God will unite. Paano niya i-unite? Under Christ. All things will be united in Christ. Ito ang Diyos that Paul prays to. He prays to God the Father, the creator of all things, the sovereign ruler. Ito po ang confidence ni Paul na God would grant his prayer. If you jump po sa verse 20 ng chapter 3, which is next week, next preaching ko pa po, ito po itong Diyos na to, tinutukoy niya na able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Paul is confident po sa prayer niya na God's plan for his people sa church would definitely come to pass. Kaya ganun na lang yung ano niya, worth na ibigay ko ang buhay ko. Because I'm sure itong napaka-glorious plan ng Diyos to save humanity, sinners, His people, reconcile to one another, and create a new people for God will come to pass. And makita po natin na chapter 2 and elsewhere as Christians, ang sinabi ni Paul, we have access sa Diyos na to. Bilang Kristiyano, you have access sa Diyos na ito. Sa Diyos na ito na nagko-control ng lahat ng bagay. So, we can have din ng ganitong confidence na kagaya ni Paul. Remember when the disciples of Jesus asked him to teach them to pray? Sabi ni Jesus, this is how you pray. You can talk to your Father in heaven even with the simple words. Hindi mo kailangan na mabulaklak kagaya ng mga na pagans, kagaya ng mga Pharisee. Pray with sincerity. Sabi sa Matthew 6 verse 8, He knows your need before you ask Him. Ito itong Father na to, ito itong Diyos na meron tayo. Matthew 6:31-30, sabi niya, do not be anxious sa mga basic needs nyo. Do not be anxious. Do not be afraid. Don't worry. Your Father knows what you need. Again, verse 9 and chapter 6, sabi niya, you can call this Heavenly Father, Abba Father. Ang language po ng Abba na yan is, sa konteksto na yan, is intimate. It's a close relationship. It's a familiar na you can approach. This is your Abba Father. So bilang Kristiyano po, this sovereign God, ruler of all, we can call this God in an intimate way, Abba Father. Mga kapatid, dahil kay Kristo, nagkaroon tayo ng access sa Diyos na to, you can make all your requests be made known to God. And James 1:17, God loves to give good and perfect gift to His people. And sa Luke 11, nag-argue si Jesus. If you, sabi niya doon sa mga ano, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts sa mga anak niyo, how much more your Heavenly Father? So, it's a comparison of lesser to greater. How much more ang Diyos? Ang prayer po is a display ng dependence at reliance sa Diyos. Madalas po, we realize sa sarili natin, no? Parang antigas natin. It will take a lot. And we turn to a lot of things bago tayo dumating sa point. Now all we can do is to look to God and cry to God in prayer. In desperation. This is the confidence of Paul in prayer. He knows that the sovereign God is able to grant his prayer dahil he is the ruler and authority ng lahat ng creation and also dahil ang prayer ni Paul ay according sa will ng Panginoon. Ano po ba yung prayer ni Paul? Yan po yung second point natin. Ano ba priority ng prayer ni Paul? Yan po yung makikita natin sa verses 16 to 19. Tingnan natin po yung prayer ni Paul. Look at verse 16 hanggang 17a, yung first part po ng 17. Sabi ron, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Ang prayer po ni Paul is para sa mga Ephesians believers to be strengthened. Strengthened po saan? Sa kanilang inner being. According po saan? Sa riches of God's glory. It tells us na God's glory, riches is limitless, abundance, never-ending riches ng Diyos to give to His children. Ang confidence is not according po sa atin. It's not according sa ating riches, sa ating kakayanan, but according to the riches of God. Yung word po na strengthened, yung po yung request. Sabi ron, according to the riches of God, that may grant you to be strengthened. Ang word na ito sa original language means ang strengthening na ito ay, it's an action word po. It's not a strengthening that comes from you. It's a strengthening that comes from God alone. The work of God alone. Hindi ito something na we can do So, yun po yung ano nung word na yun, as you study the word. It is God's power. Look at verse 16 again. Through the Holy Spirit. So, power, para tayo ma-strengthen, from God. And through God, the Holy Spirit. The agent is God, the Holy Spirit. Manonotice mo na, Paul's prayer is very God-centered. Confidence in God's attributes, character, ability. Ano naman po yung inner being? Ang inner being po, ito po yung the very core, inner. Ang kabuuan ng pagkatao natin, yung deep seat ng ating thought, ng emotion, ng will, ng ating action, ng lahat po. When the Bible speaks about the heart, hindi po yung heart na physical. It's the heart, the mind, yung kabuuan natin. So, yung inner being, ang sabi rito na, ito po ay parallel po sa verse 17 na heart. Ang controlling aspect ng ating buhay, ng ating desire, ng ating will, ng thought, emotion, ng kabuuan natin is yung ating inner being. Yes, same din po yung verse 17, verse 16. The Spirit dwelling in us is how Christ dwells in us. Nakita niyo yung parallelism, inner being, heart, Holy Spirit, Christ dwelling. Pero teka, if kagaya niyo po ako, I ask ng question sa verse na ito. Kasi the Bible is clear na once na na-convert tayo, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Sabi si John 14, God the Father, God the Son, nagde-dwell. Yun na yung home, ang home ng Panginoon sa atin. So, bakit nag-pray si Paul na mag-dwell ulit? Ang word po na dwell dito means yung permanent stay po. Parang permanent, doon na siya titira. Yun po yung, ano, to settle down permanently, yun po yung word na dwell. Pero ang dwelling dito po is not the same po na kagaya nung unang naging Kristiyano tayo, the Holy Spirit enter sa ating inner being. So, ang dwelling po dito is more of the sanctification dwelling. The sanctification dwelling. Yun po yung progression ng ating paglakad sa Panginoon. We are becoming more like Christ. Si D.A. Carson po may magandang binigay na illustration dito. Similar daw po ito sa isang mag-asawa, bagong kasal, bumili ng bahay. So, buo na yung bahay, binili nila. And then, paunti-unti, dinidesign na nila, pinalitan nila yung paint, naglagay sila ng, meron ng mga personal touches yung bahay nila. And then, through the years, naramdaman na nila na everywhere we look sa bahay na to, nakikita na natin yung sarili natin. Kasi meron ng personal touches. Yung bahay na yon ay nakadikit na sa kanila na everyone will know na silang nakatira dito. Ganun din po yung dwelling ni Kristo na sinasabi dito. We, as the house of God, the temple, become more and more conform kung sino yung nakatira sa atin. Even yung tao ma-recognize, something is different sa'yo, ano? Something is nanonotice ko sa'yo. Even sa bahay natin, kaya bang sabihin ng mga family natin, anak mo, ng asawa mo, something is different sa'yo. I can see Christ-likeness sa'yo. I can see na ang nakatira sa puso mo, sa inner being mo, ay ang Panginoon. It's not more na ikaw na yan. Natatransform ka. Yun po yung tinasabi ni Paul dito. So, ang prayer is for God to empower us through the Spirit in our inner being that controls our life, that conform our life kung sino yung nakatira na yan. Kamusta po yung prayer life natin? Maybe, mga prayer natin is, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng power sa buhay ko. Bigyan mo ako ng power na makuha ko yung increment na matagal ko nang nire-request sa boss ko. Give me power ng promotion. Give me power to climb the corporate ladder. Give me power to advance ang aking career. Give me more strength, Panginoon. Give me mo ng good health and beauty. I'm not saying po na evil yung mga prayer na yun. That's a good prayer then. if ito ay nakasync o according sa will ng Panginoon for the glory of God. So, I'm not saying po na evil yung, pero kung ito lang po ang laman ng prayer natin, we are after po ng temporal things. Those things will fade, will pass away. They will diminish. Even our very own life will be taken away from us. It's just a matter of time. Ang ating education, ang ating possession, lahat po yan mawawala. Even ang pamilya na pinakamamahal-mahal natin. Time will come. Mawawala po yan. So kung yun lang po ang laman ng prayer natin, something is we need ng better understanding. Dahil God has a better plan sa'yo bilang Kristiyano para sa atin. Don't live for the diminishing things, material things ng buhay. Ano po yung priority ng prayer natin should be? Conforming sa will ng Panginoon. Not power to advance ang sarili natin. Not power to be popular. But power to fight sin. Power to discipline ang ating sarili. Power to love more. Power to love ang ating asawa, ang ating anak. And yung love na yon reflecting the love of Christ. Power to care and honor your parents more. Power to be more gracious sa words mo, sa action mo. And power to fight yung materialism sa buhay mo. Pray for power na Christ controls ang iyong mind and affection, ang iyong will, ang iyong emotion. Pray for spiritual growth. Pray for power to pursue ang purity and holiness. Power to grow your affection and service to God's people sa church. Power to fight lust. Power to stop lying. Power to stop cheating sa school, sa office, sa inyong sales. Pray for increasing and progressing holiness. Yan po ang power na kailangan natin. Kapon po magkausap kami ni Pastor Alvin sa ano lang, WhatsApp lang po. We were talking about dun po sa parents ko. My dad po is deteriorating na yung kanyang yung health. Pero kapag nakakausap po yung tatay ko about sa condition niya, tinatanong ko anong nararamdaman niyo, how you look sa condition na to in light of sa truth ng gospel ng Panginoon. Ang nanonotice ko sa tatay ko is meron siyang joy, meron siyang unwavering hope. Paulit-ulit niya sinasabi yun. And one time, sinabi ko siya, I'm ready to face ang ating Panginoon. That's very encouraging sa akin. And buto pa si Pastor, nag-uusap kami na we were encouraged. Parang even na familiar na ako doon, na na-realize ko that's encouraging. That's worshipful. To praise God dahil sa strength ng tatay ko sa kanyang inner being. Ito po exactly ang point ni Paul sa 2 Corinthians 4:16. Sabi ni Paul, we do not lose heart. Though our outer self, yung physical body natin, is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Yan po ang kailangan natin. Inner being to be renewed by the power of God na anuman ang daanan natin dito, temporary lang to. There's a greater glory that awaits us, sabi ni Paul. Isa po yan sa evidences ng love ng Diyos. When we are weak, when we are in the most discouraging, na down na situation or circumstances, and sa madaming Christian, even in their deathbed, meron silang strength. Inner strength. They just don't pray to change yung situation. They hindi lang sila nagpe-pray to, Lord, alisin mo tong challenges and troubles sa buhay ko. They ask for God's inner strength. That is what we need. Even ang lahat sa buhay natin ay mawala, even ang ating health, strength, ay mag-fade away, mag-deteriorate, we need our inner self to be renewed by God. That is what God can do sa lahat ng Kristiyano and will do sa bawat isa sa atin who are in Christ. Manonotice nyo kanina, kung nanotice nyo, nag-pray si Pastor James sa pastoral prayer natin. When we pray ng mga individual members po natin sa pastoral prayer, we don't just pray for job, for health, for finances. We also pray na sa kabila ng mga situation na ito, ng circumstances na ito, that they would find joy. That they will find strength as they hope in Christ. Na-notice yung mga prayer ni Pastor James? Connected po sa inner being, sa ating paglakad sa Panginoon. Mga kapatid, when someone asks you po to pray, na halimbawa na, pray for my job, pray for my healing, or for anything, ipag-pray po natin yung mga bagay na yun. That is kailangan po natin gawin. But, also, let them know na you pray for their inner strength. And whatever the result ng prayer, either ito ay yes or no, or maybe wait, even ang tagal mo nang pinagpe-pray, whatever the result, ipag-pray natin that you would continue to praise God. That you would continue to obey God. Alam ko mahirap, di po madali yun. Sometimes we question, alam ko naman ang lahat ng truth na to, pero meron mga bagay na doesn't make sense sa akin. And it's natural to question those truths. And the Bible is encouraging us to lament. The book of Psalms, we can speak to God ang reality ng ating natural emotion. What God wants us for. Kung susundan niyo po yung pattern po ng lament sa book of Psalms, ito po ay expression ng deep sorrow. Ang ginagawa po nung naglalament po, iiyak siya sa Panginoon na, how long, O Lord? Hindi ko maintindihan, how long you will turn your face away from me? And then, magko-confess siya ng expression ng truth about God. But you, O Lord, parang kay David sa Psalm 3, but you, O Lord, you are my joy, you are my hope, you are my strength. And then, nag-continue siya. Hindi po nagbago yung situation. He still nandun sa situation na yan, pero nagbago yung kanyang heart. Naglament, remember the truth, nag-worship. Whatever the result, whatever happens, I know my God. That's lament. It's okay to cry sa Panginoon. Pero it's not okay na manatili tayo sa crying. There will be a worshipful time na maalala natin who God is and what He has done. So, sometimes, ang pray natin, Lord, ibigay mo lang sa akin itong trabaho na to. If meron lang akong ganitong amount ng pera, if meron lang akong maayos na pamilya, if malakas lang ako, kung meron pa akong ganitong klaseng health, I would be happy and contented. I will serve you, Lord. No. Hindi po guaranteed yun. Tignan niyo po yung 2 Corinthians 12. Paul prays yung thorn na tinatawag niyang thorn. 3 times he pleaded with the Lord. Sabi po sa 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, sabi niya, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh. Binigay ng Panginoon yung thorn na yan. A messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly on my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon us, upon me. So, hindi po guaranteed na ang prayer natin physical na igagawa ng Panginoon. What is guaranteed? Grace of God is sufficient. So, yung power of God will give you to endure what you are going through sa life na to. Pray like Asaph po sa Psalm 73 verse 26. Ang sabi po ni Asaph doon, my flesh and my heart may fail, But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. This is the strength na kailangan mo. And no one can take that away from you. You can endure, persevere sa life na ito if ang Diyos ang iyong strength and portion ng heart mo. Look at verse 17, second part B, hanggang 19. Binigyan tayo ni Paul ng purpose ng prayer niya. We need power. We need Christ to control ang ating inner being through the Holy Spirit. Sabi doon, that or so that, look at verse 17 again, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Ang metaphor na rooted, grounded, they both say the same thing. To emphasize that tayo as a church, as Christian, we are here because of God's love. We are able to love one another, to exercise yung, to experience natin yung love towards one another because of God's love. Look back po sa previous chapter. Ang sabi ni Paul doon, we are predestined and chosen, redeemed and sealed by the Spirit of God, made us alive, brought near to God, given access and equal benefits of the promises of God in Christ. We are what we are. Founded and rooted in the love of God. Dahil sa foundation and root na ito, the love of God in Christ enable us to extend the same love ma-practice natin towards one another. Particularly po sa local church that you belong to. We practice po yung tinatawag na one another ng Bible sa local church. Kung saan we gather, physically nakikita natin ang isa, we practice that love. I will give the example na how nakikita namin yung ginagawa nyo. Na hanggang ngayon po, marami sa inyo sacrifice ang time and energy and resources to care sa ating kapatid. Si Jovi Alvidera. Naka-confine sa hospital for months now. Pero marami sa inyo na nag-spend, nang nagbabantay sa hospital, providing ang kanilang kailangan, even providing sa kanyang asawa, si Kuya Rex, sa kanyang anak, caring for them. Kaya niyo po nagagawa yan because of the love of God. You were able to do that. Extend po yung love and care na yun kay Ate Jovi, sa kanyang family, because of God. And yan din po yung last words po ni Jesus the night before pumamatay si Jesus. Sabi niya ron, by this, sa John 13, sabi niya, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Paano? If you love one another. That is exactly po ang gusto mangyari ni Paul. For the Jews and the Gentiles, na dating enemy, to not just intellectually know yung love ni Christ, but to experience it and practice it sa local church. Na silang magkakasama. To exercise po ito sa church. And yan po ang nakikita natin dito. Encouraging to see one another doing that. Ito po kalagayan natin dati. Dati makasarili tayo. Self-centered tayo. It's all about us. It's all about me. Pero when we encounter the love of Christ, everything changes. Though hindi perfectly. Pero now, everything changed. Natatender na yung heart natin towards one another. Nagkakaroon na tayo ng care. Nagkakaroon tayo ng malasakit. That's exactly what God is doing sa atin. We are hostile to one another, but God reconciles us. And exercise po yun. And one day, it will be perfect love ang mararanasan natin. Look at verse 18 to 19. May have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. And verse 19. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Ang main purpose po ng power and strength ng ating inner being is for us to comprehend. To know, not just intellectually, but experientially, ang immeasurable love of Christ. Yung pong breadth, length, height, and depth, and dimension po ito, refer to sa love ni Christ. Makikita po natin yan sa similar words na ginamit ni Paul sa Romans 8, verse 39. Ibig sabihin, ang pag-ibig ni Kristo po ay immeasurable, beyond sa ating comprehension. So, parang ganito po yan. O Paul is praying for us na makomprehend natin ang incomprehensible love of Christ. Paano yun? Verse 19, describe po yun, ang love na ito. Just like in verse 8. To know or to comprehend the love of Christ beyond sa ability or capability natin. Ibig sabihin po, ito po ay lifetime pursuit. We are growing and understanding na maintindihan natin itong love na ito. This is why po na we are to continually be amazed sa love ni Christ. Kaya pag kinanta niyo po yung hymn, kumanta tayo na amazing love. How can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Hindi po natin fully mako-comprehend po ang pag-ibig ni Kristo. Why Christ died for me? Why Christ saved me? Why God chose me from eternity past? Why He set love on me? Why a sinner na kagaya ko can stand before God blameless without anything na gagawin ko but all because of Christ? Why? Pwede tayong, God can simply leave us lost in the dark, waiting to die in our sin, face judgment. Pero sabi ni Paul sa Ephesians 1, God, yung set His love for you from the foundation of the world. That's something na hindi natin fully maintindihan, but truly we can understand. He sent His Son Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. So that those of us po na nakay Kristo, ito po yung pangako sa atin, you will not perish. Chapter 1 po, Paul, inanin niya yung topic ng power ng resurrection. You will experience that. You will be renewed. As sabi sa Revelations, God will make all things new. So, Christ came po to create a new people for God by redeeming them, by taking us out of the slavery ng sin, by Christ's substitutionary work po. Hindi lang yung death, but His perfect obedience as well. That's substitutionary then. In behalf of you, ginawa niya yung perfect righteousness na that you need when you stand before God because no one can stand before God without perfection, without holiness. And Christ, ginawa niya. The life, the death, and yung resurrection. That's exactly po yung God. Kung di natin, you know, ano po yung forgiveness when we talk about forgiveness sa Bible? It's a judiciary language. It's like a court of law. You are guilty sa harapan ng judge and someone came to take you out of that guilty verdict. He took your sin. He gave you His righteousness. That's exactly Christ. That's the biblical language ng substitution that sinet ng Panginoon from the foreshadow sa Old Testament. Someone has to be sacrificed for God's people. It points to Christ. Ito yung ginawa ni Kristo. How can we comprehend to? It's beyond us. The more we contemplate sa pag-ibig ng Diyos kay Kristo, the more na dapat tayo ma-amaze. And this glorious plan po na one day will be fulfilled po. But now, magkakaroon lang tayo ng grasp ng love na ito. When we are with the saints or with fellow believers, tignan niyo po yung verse 18. Interesting po. Para maintindihan po natin ito, sa buhay na ito, we should be with one another. With the saints. Hindi po ito mag-isa lang na ikaw lang nag-explore ng love ng Panginoon. How can you practice that? So, Ang plan po, God save you to be part of something glorious. A group of people gathers together, worship God, and love one another. So, yun po yun. Doon lang natin to practice it with one another. Manonotice nyo, I'm emphasizing ang local church because that's exactly what Paul is talking about dito. Paul, sinasabi niya ito, God save you to be part ng God's people, a new community. Consistent po yan all throughout Ephesians. God's design for salvation is to bring everyone into one body, living in unity and love. Ngayon po, kung if you are a professing Christian, wala ka pong involvement sa, or accountability with any other Christians, is para kang ang tawag dito, parang ayun, we can say lone ranger or wala kang accountability. It seems na you are outside po sa biblical na description po ng plan ng Diyos. You are to be part ng group of people who worship God together. And for those of you na nagpo-profess na Christian, na hindi po member ng local church po, I invite you po, meron pong membership class po na dapat. I think mag-start na po next week. Nag-start na pala ngayong week, pwede pa kayong humabol. Pwede nyo pang panoorin nyo, pakinggan yung previous class. Kontakin nyo po si ang ating deacon, si Sally Cruz. Makita nyo sa bulletin po yung contact niya. You can approach her and try to explore po. Membership class po is for us, for you to know us, what we believe, what we do together. So, that's one way po. Ganun po ka-importante po yan. Membership is biblical and necessity. Because ang language ng Bible is, Christians walk alongside one another. If you are not walking with someone, maybe you're not a Christian. Because the Bible describes isang Kristiyano walking with someone. Going back po sa ating passage. To comprehend ang love ni Christ ay beyond po sa ating capability. Pero we can grasp po ito and progress po tayo sa knowledge na to. We can know Christ's love truly. So, makita po natin, ano naman po yung ultimate purpose of all this prayer ni Paul? Prayer request niya. Look at verse 19. Ang purpose is for us to be filled up with all the fullness of God. Sa Colossians, ang sinabi ni Paul na God's fullness dwells in Christ. Another way to say this is for us to become like Christ. Mapil tayo na fullness of God is for us to be like Christ. Yung po yung telos, yung goal, ng end goal ng ating Christianity. Sa Romans 8, Paul, yung chain ng salvation, God called you, predestined you, and then yung sanctifying, and then at the end, glorification. In glorification, we will become like Christ. That's the goal. To be perfect, to be holy, for He is holy. God saved you to be holy. Holy means set apart. Set apart for what? For the purpose of God. As we journey po sa pilgrims na to, sa buhay na to, we need the power. We need better and increasing understanding of the love of God in Christ Jesus. Parang kinanta natin ganito, how wonder the love of the Father. How vast. So it's a lifetime pursuit sa atin. To know the love of God is to know Christ. Ang ultimate expression ng lapag-ibig ng Diyos ay si Jesucristo. And all of this are towards po sa ultimate goal na yon. For us to be filled with all the fullness of God is to be like Christ, conforming us to Christ. It reminds me po ng Genesis account, yung Genesis creation, remember? Genesis 1, sabi doon, and God created them after His image, after His own likeness. Pero alam natin, chapter 3, nagkaroon ng fall, yung sin, na distort, na corrupt, yung image na yon ng Panginoon sa bawat tao. So, ang ginawa ng Panginoon, God sent His Son, Jesus. Yun yung promise sa Genesis 3:14 to 19. I will restore once again itong creation na to. It will be better like the Garden of Eden. Itong mga tao na to will be a perfect creation after my image and after my likeness. And Christ is the perfect man. Yun ang destination natin, to be a perfect na tao. So, makikita natin, the plan from the Genesis hanggang Revelation is centered sa sending ng Father sa Son to redeem people, and the end goal nito is to conform to His Son Jesus, to be perfect, so that we may dwell in the presence of God with the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And that is Paul's prayer, Paul. For us to be renewed in righteousness, holiness, perfection after the image of Christ, the Creator, our Lord Jesus Christ. What a glorious end. Yan po ang purpose nating Christian life. Pero as we wait for that glorious day, let pursue po yung na mag-increase and grow na tayo pinupursue natin yung Christ-likeness. Disciplining ourselves. Checking natin yung emotion, ating thought, ang ating words, ang ating action. I want to be like Christ. How you treat others, how you treat yung asawa mo, how you treat yung anak mo, how you treat yung colleagues mo. You want to be like Christ. That's a day-by-day walk. And para magawa mo yan, you need to pray to God. Lord, give me power to strength. Empower me, Panginoon. As we wait po yung glorious day na yun, let's work sa bawat araw to increase ang ating understanding ng power ng Panginoon sa life natin. Hindi po power to advance ang ating sarili. Type in manalangin. Oh Father, Your love for us in Christ Jesus is immeasurable, amazing. Dalangin namin sa buong week na to, may it be the contemplation ng aming desire, ng aming inner being to know You, to be amazed sa saving love of Christ that brought us near to You at granted us ng access sa aming Diyos, sa aming Ama. And Father, would You give us ng power na maging reality ito sa aming buhay sa araw-araw? Nawa ang makita ng aming mga anak, ng aming asawa, ng aming magulang, ng aming mga kaibigan, mga colleagues, ay ang pag-ibig ni Kristo sa aming buhay. In words, action, thought, and emotion. Yan po dalangin namin in Christ's name. Amen.